Woo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Please find yourself a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And I will write my name at the top of my paper. And then you can put your pencil down, because we are going to color first, and I am super excited because it looks like it's a parade at the top of our page. Do you like to watch parades or be involved in a parade? I gotta tell you, I like to watch Disneyland parades. Just want to tell you that. Okay, ready? It kind of looks like it's a Thanksgiving parade because I see a big turkey. All right, I also see a truck. That's one of the first things I see is a truck. So I want us to color the front part of the truck. You know where the driver would be, the front part. Let's make it red. Let's make it a nice, snazzy red color. Truck. What is the ending sound that you hear in the word truck? Truck. Yeah, it's k, k. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a CK. It's a CK, truck. It's a C and a K. All right, do you have a red front part? Okay, and then see that chrome part that's going over the tire in the front? Go ahead and color that red too. And then we'll also color the front rectangular bumper red as well. Okay, got it? All right, now do you see the long rectangular thing in the back of the truck that the turkey and the balloons are sitting in? See that long rectangular? Okay, let's color that red too, but not those little upside down rainbow shapes. Leave those alone. Don't color those red. We'll color that something else. I think that's a decoration. So you're going around the truck, around those little... We're not going around the truck. We're coloring on the truck, Mrs. Oldham. What are you talking about? We'll color the truck, but we're going to go around those little upside down rainbows. Okay, I'm finished with that. Take 3, 2, 1. Okay, see those upside down rainbows that we just did not color red? Let's make those blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. I'm not picky. No, I'm not. I'm going to count these as I color them. 1, 2. These are the upside down rainbow things. 3, 4. I'm coloring them blue and I'm counting them. 5, 6, 7, 8. Did you get 8? Let me count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, I got 8. Did you get 8? I like my truck. It looks good. Okay, let's do black wheels. Find your black crayon and let's do some black wheels. What's the last sound in the word wheel? Wheel. Yes, the letter L. Wheel. We could also say tire. Do those end the same? Do tire and wheel end the same? No. Wheel has an ending of L. What does tire have? Tire. Yes, an R. Okay, you can put down your black crayon. Now, on the back of the truck, we have some balloons. I want you to pick 3 of them. Pick 3 and color them purple. Any 3. You decide on the 3 that you want to make purple. 1, color neatly. 2, 3. All right. Now, the last balloon that you don't have, We haven't colored it yet. Take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Color the last balloon that we haven't colored in the back of the truck. Color it orange. Orange. Any kind of orange. I don't really know where my regular orange is. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm trying to stay organized, but sometimes it's hard. Okay, so how many purple balloons do we have? 3. And then how many orange balloons do I have? 1. How many balloons do we have in all? Count all the balloons in the back of the truck. 1, 2, 3, 4. If we have 4 balloons in the back of the truck and we take away all the purple ones, how many are left? 1 orange one. If we have 4 balloons in the back of the truck and we take away the orange one, how many purple ones are left? 3. That's subtraction, boys and girls. 4 take away 1 equals 3. All right, let's color the turkey in the back of the truck. See his hat? What a cute little hat. Let's color his hat. Let's do green because we haven't used our green crayon yet. Let's give him a green hat. All right. And then let's give him an orange beak. Give him an orange beak. All right. Will you give him a brown body for me, please? It's a little body. The rest of him is pretty much feathers. So let's just color the rest of him brown. We'll make it easy on ourselves. We'll make it easy on ourselves. It's the Thanksgiving Day parade. That's what it looks like to me. All right, color his face red. Red. Mrs. Oldham's lost her mind. Color his face brown. Color his face brown. Okay, I got it. I'm done. Are you done? Excellent. Do you see the hearts on either side? Did you know those were hearts? Let's color the hearts red because, you know, hearts. Color the hearts on either side of the turkey in the back of the truck red. Okay, wow, we spent a lot of time on this truck, I have to tell you. Okay, so we had 4 balloons in the back of the truck, but then there's some really big balloons and fun shapes that are walking on the parade path. Do you see them? Yes, there's a bear balloon and a dragon balloon. Let's start with the dragon, or is it a dinosaur? I'm going to call it a dragon. Find your green crayon. And let's color the dragon balloon green. Now, do you hear the ending sound in dragon? Dragon. Yeah, I'm kind of even saying it. Dragon. N. Yep. And what about, does balloon end the same way as dragon? Balloon. Dragon. Yes. Dragon. Balloon. It's a big dragon balloon, a big dragon balloon. He's floating over the city. Okay, now let's color the fun teddy bear. Now, listen, I know a teddy bear could be brown, but I want to liven this picture up and make it look good. So let's make that teddy bear. Let's give him blue. We haven't used too much of our blue crayon. Let's make that teddy bear blue just for fun. Just for fun. I know this is the part where if you wanted a brown teddy bear and now I'm telling you to color it blue, that's the listening part. That's the listen part of this. You gotta follow the directions. Follow the directions. What's the ending sound in bear? Bear. Yes, the letter R. Okay, my bear looks good. I'm gonna tell you that right now. My bear looks good. All right, take 3 more seconds. Does your bear look good? I'm not trying to brag. Not. I just am proud of my bear. I'm coloring neatly. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Do you see there's a couple of kids on the parade route dressed up in some costumes? One has a big wreath around her neck with a bow, and one is dressed like a candy cane. Do you see that? Let's start with the candy cane. Find your red crayon. We're gonna make this candy cane costume stripey. So we'll color one part of the candy cane red, and then we'll skip a part. Make that white, we'll skip it, and then we'll do red, and then we'll skip it, and then we'll do red. You see what I'm saying? Okay, start coloring your candy cane. Make one part red, and then skip the next part, and then do the next part red. Skip, red, skip, red. That's all I got. I only have room to do four because I had to skip, which is fine. And then let's color his shirt that he's wearing, his sleeves. Let's color those red. His sleeves. Or is it a boy? I don't know. The ears are stick. Are those ears? They got ears that stick out in this picture. Oh, no. That's okay. It's cute. All right. Let's color the candy cane's hair brown. Give this candy cane hair some brown hair. Got some brown hair on the candy cane. Ooh, I don't like hair on my candy cane. Okay, I've lost my mind, but it's fun, huh? Okay, now the girl with the wreath, she's got a big circle around her neck with a bow. We're going to color the circle part, not the bow, and not her hair, and not her ears, but the rest of it, let's color it green. No, that looks like an uncomfortable costume. Can you find the ending sound for costume? Costume. Yes, the letter M. Costume. Ends with the letter M. Costume. Okay, put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's give that wreath a red bow. A red bow. Okay, now let's give her some black hair. She has some hair coming out, or he has some hair. I'm not sure, boys and girls. It does not matter. But there's hair coming out inside that wreath. Hair coming out inside that wreath. Hair coming out inside that wreath. We're going to color it black. All right, boys and girls, behind the truck are two kids. I think they're dressed up in band uniforms. Mm-hmm. Let's give them some brown boots, both of them. Let's count these boots. One while we color. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2 and 2 make 4. All right. Put down your brown crayon. We're going to give them some blue band uniforms because most band uniforms are blue. Not that I was ever in band, but that's what I've seen. I can't find my regular blue crayon, so you use whatever works for you. So where the whole thing's going to be blue, their pants and their shirt, even that little strappy strap. I think it's a sash. You can color that blue. And their hats. I feel like I have to catch up because I was taking too long to find my blue crayon. And see the feather? If you want to color the feather blue, you can. I'm going to leave mine blank and color it a different color. The feather on the top of their hat. I'm going to leave it blank and color it. Let's see. I'll give it yellow. If you already colored it blue, that's totally fine. Okay, take 3 more seconds for those band kids. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so those band kids were in the back of the truck, and then we have the band leader in the front. See the band leader in the front? We're going to have him look a little bit different, or her. I don't know. Just a tiny bit different. Let's do brown boots. Brown boots. And then if you have a different color of blue, I'm going to use my light blue to show that this one is the leader. He's leading the whole parade. I don't think that truck is going to go till that band leader says it's time. See, he doesn't have a feather, or she doesn't have a feather in her cap. All right, because it's the leader of the band. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, One, that's all the time we have for that. So find your pencil. You can always finish coloring this Thanksgiving parade picture at the end. All right, let's scoot down to the letter N. We are going to look for pictures that end with N, like balloon and dragon. Ready? Circle the picture if it ends with N. Pan, vase, watch, queen, hen, jam. Okay, let's check. Did you circle pan? Me too. Pan ends with N. How about vase? No. How about watch? No. Queen. Yes. Queen. Hen. Yes. Jam. No. So you should have pan, queen, and hen circled. Let's do K. Ends with K. K says K. Ready? Fish. Guitar. Mask. Jello. Desk. Book. Ends with K. Did you circle fish? Did you circle guitar? What about mask? Yes, mask. Jello? No. Desk? Yes. And what about book? Yes. So you should have circled mask, desk, book. All right. What about the letter L? L says L. Ready? Bell. Car. Owl. Box. Ball. Socks. Okay, did you circle bell for the ending sound of L? Yes. What about car? No. Owl. Yes. Box. No. Ball. Yes. Socks. No. The ending sound for L is bell, owl, ball. Okay, scoot down to the hands. See those fingers? Both hands have all the fingers up. I know how many that is without counting, do you? Yep, it's 10. But let's touch with our pencil and make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I want you to cross out one of those fingers with your pencil. Put an X over one of those fingers. How many are left? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take away 1 is 9. Write a 9 on the line. Scoot over to the 10 frame. Let's count those circles. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cross out the last two circles. Put an X over them. What's 5? Take away 2. How many are left? 3. Write a 3 on the line. We did it. I'm going to let you go now. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.